The top stories we're following this morning: Japan's earthquake and nuclear crisis worsens as radiation levels at the Fukushima's plant continue to rise. With just under 1,600 confirmed dead and hundreds of thousands dislocated, Japan's Prime Minister has labelled it the worst crisis since World War II. Police say the death toll will rise above 10,000. Millions are without water and electricity. An Australian man abroad in Japan is still missing almost 3 days after the disaster struck. The family of 25-year-old Jason Briffa from Melbourne's West hasn't been able to make contact with him since the quake. He'd been working as an English language teacher in Sendai, one of the worst affected areas. Authorities have yet to make contact with over 130 Australians currently in Japan. Libyan forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi have forced rebels from another eastern town, and they're now closing in on the major centre of Ajdabiya. It's expected the town of around 200,000 people will be within rocket and missile range of the Gaddafi loyalists within a day. It's now likely rebels will hold just a few hundred kilometres either side of Benghazi by the time a no-fly zone can be implemented.